Hey, everybody, welcome to Mattman, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I'm joined by the Rocket Man himself, Rich Stambo.
I am the Rocket Man. I am not Elton John. Can I tell you something? I was thinking about this today.
Yeah.
You're Saruman.
I'm Saruman.
And MG is one of your orcs.
He is one of my orcs.
That's what I wanted to get out today.
Is that how we're starting?
That was it. That's how we're starting.
I'm really down a Game of Thrones rabbit hole.
Are you?
Oh, so bad, man. I got it so bad.
I'm gonna binge watch House of the Dragon. I watched the first episode and I dug it. I'm gonna hold the rest of the episode. Like a garden hose, and
it's
then let it go so it just splooshes all over the place.
It's very, very good. I'm gonna tell you that.
I hear it's amazing. I've been really into Rings of Power.
I haven't started it yet. I gotta start it.
Are you an LOTR fan?
I have to tell you, I enjoyed Lord of the Rings when I watched it when it was on, like, on the movies.
On the movies.
Okay. I've only watched it once.
Really?
I've never rewatched it.
Whew, damn.
There are a lot of aspects that I absolutely love about it.
Uh-huh.
You know one aspect that I hate?
What?
The freaking hobbits.
The hobbits are the cornerstone of the whole franchise.
They're gross. Just get rid of them.
Wow.
No, I don't like it. I like the magician. I like the wizard. I like the concept with the ring. I like Smeagol. I don't care for the hobbits.
Wow.
Because I'm like, they're these tiny little things with giant hairy feet. I'm like, how dangerous could they be?
But Smeagol was a hobbit. They're not supposed to be dangerous.
But Smeagol's like deformed.
So you didn't see the Hobbit movies?
I've not seen the Hobbit movies.
Is it fun?
No.
Wow. Another layer peeled back Andrew Zarian.
Yeah.
No Star Wars, no Hobbits. Star.
Love vampires.
I know you love vampires. Yeah. You talk about it.
Love Game
lot.
Of Thrones.
Right, yeah.
I like X-Men. I like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Anyway, like the Punisher.
Rings of Power, pretty good.
Rings of Power.
Okay. Rings of Power,
on
pretty
Amazon.
Good.
Guys, this is a show all about professional wrestling. Not that that's the only thing we talk about here. We have a lot of topics here.
We
talk about wrestling. We talk about Game of Thrones. We talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever comes to mind. Also, Treehouse Vince had a heart attack.
He's alive.
The unofficial mascot of Mattman. Yes, he's very much
alive.
He's
okay.
Alive.
We're not but saying that like he died. He's okay.
He texted me the other day. And listen to this, right?
During?
No, 2 days after. And he's like, hey, weird question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consume Brazilian nuts? And I'm like, okay. He's like effing with me. You know, like this is like one of those jokes. He's like, hey, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, funny you should say that. Yes, I consume tons of Brazilian nuts. Because we get like that nuts.com thing in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Brazilian nuts. So like I eat like a half a bag
right
every couple days.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you need to stop doing that because his heart attack was induced by the fact that he ate like 2 pounds of Brazilian nuts in like a 24-hour period.
That'll do it.
And it has like some sort of toxin in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it like poisoned him.
Ricin.
It's a psyllium? Psyllium?
Yeah.
I forgot what it was. But I was like, what the hell? And I sent them a photo. I'm like, you know, you think I'm joking? Like I sent them the whole bag. So like, well wishes.
Yeah, well wishes, man. Really good dude, Selenium.
Selenium.
Really good guy. Big shout out to Treehouse fans. We love you. We hope you get better, and we hope you're up to humping capacity soon.
Oh, yeah, he humps everything. He's a humping machine. Where do you want to begin today, Rich?
We have a very, news-heavy / content-heavy show today, so let's start right at the top. We do a little AEW news, right?
Yes.
Tony Khan is not granting any releases for those wrestlers that have requested it per Dave Meltzer. Also, a little disclaimer, a little PSA.
Yeah.
If you're going to put stuff on the internet about us.
Oh, dude.
If you're going to quote the show, and I'm using air quotes to say that quote, watch the show.
Yeah.
Listen to what we're saying.
You know.
Read it. The transcripts are available
somewhere. Do you want me to go
into it? It's a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so.
It's happened multiple times in the last couple of weeks.
It's happening a ton now.
Yeah.
Now it's happening a ton. So I would say early in the week, right? What was it? Monday? Tuesday?
Something like that.
Somebody tweeted out a screenshot of, I don't know where the source is of that screenshot. I have no clue.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote it. I don't know anything. It says, per Andrew Zarian, Triple H called Keith Lee and Swerve about a WWE return and told him to F off. First of all, do I report ever like that?
No.
FTR is willing to go back to WWE, but wants a Roman Reigns schedule. Have I ever said that?
Not to my recollection,
nope.
Sir.
Confirms Bobby Fish tried to twerk his way back to WWE by bringing the entire undisputed. First of all, work his way or twerk? Did he mean to twerk his way?
You know, it would be genius if that dude meant torque. Like, Mr. Gonzo's about to torque.
Oh, shit. He disappeared.
He's putting his thumb
on. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't, when this shit happens, I normally don't respond, right? But this apparent tweet had like thousands of tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm getting message from people within WWE. I'm getting message people from AEW. Talon is replying to this. Now I got to say something. And I'm like, this is total fucking bullshit.
It's very bizarre that we have to address it. Again, watch the show. If you're going to quote anything, watch the show. You can quote that.
Or, very easily, right? Go to my Twitter.
Yeah.
Did I post it? No. Okay. You could reach out to me and be like, hey, dude, did you say this? No. Because you know what it is? You know what it comes down to? It's clout. Right? You put this out. It doesn't matter if you confirmed it or not. It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Now you got thousands of likes. Now you got people to retweet it. Now you got people that are following you. And it was a pain in the ass. It really was.
It's a pain, you know, but you know what it is? God bless all you guys out there.
Tony Khan fired that guy that looks like me because of this.
God bless all you guys that are out there that watch, even if you're not in the chat room. I know, you know, like you guys are out there because we've gotten tweets and DMs about this from folks that I had no idea watched our show who were like, guys, hey, by the way, somebody said this.
Like very well-known people.
And we got fingies everywhere. You know, the Mattman fingies are everywhere. So, I mean, all that we got to say about it is, listen, fuck around and find out. That's it.
That's it. Ritual, you know what? We unleash MG on them.
Oh, yeah.
He bites.
Fastball special,
look at it. Oh, God.
Fastball special. I'll throw that dude like Wolverine. That's it. It's over.
He does a berserker barrage. It's unbelievable.
MG Geek is like Blanca and Wolverine rolled into one.
He really is. You know, when he gets nervous, he starts like lightning comes out. And when he gets angry, the claws come out.
And then he starts just spinning into everything. After a couple of beers, man.
But dude, the problem is the claws come out of here. Mm-hmm. Come out of here, not here. So he has to fight you like this.
Terrible. Come out of his knees.
And then there was another one. Keith Lee and Swerve were approached by getting out of their AEW contracts. Matt Men Podcast. This one doesn't even say me. It says Matt Men Podcast.
Mm, that's both of us. There are two of us that do the show, by the way. I don't know if you guys realize that.
Yeah, I know. Both of us said. So, and then I was like, okay, whatever. And I look at my DMs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I look at the message. F you. You're full of shit. You're a liar. I'm like, dude, I didn't even say it. Of course it's a lie.
Yeah.
I didn't even say any of this shit.
And also, weren't folks, this is dumb internet shit, by the way. I realize what we're doing. Didn't folks also say, prove it? Watch the show.
You know, I can't even tell if they're joking or not.
Like, listen to the show.
Why do I have to prove that I didn't say something?
Right.
Like, why am I the...
MG, you hand type out the transcripts for every episode, right?
So I went in last night. No, but I went in last night, took time from prepping for the show, looked at all the transcripts for the last five episodes to see if you guys said anything.
I mean, I'm sure I've used all those words at one point. Yeah. If you jumble them together, then you could compile this sentence, right. You know?
But I went through just because I wanted to be sure. I said, well, maybe there was a segment where they said, and this guy's twisting the words all around, and I'll clip it and put it out and people can see it. But I couldn't find anything.
Thank you.
And I went back about five episodes.
Yeah, because I never said it.
Yeah.
I know.
And, correct. Yeah. Like, first of all, Swerve, I definitely did not say it.
Maybe you said it on one of your other wrestling shows.
Because I know how he left the company. I know how Swerve left the company, and I know how Keith Lee left the company. Were they approached? I don't know this. And you know why I don't know this? Because I didn't report it.
Two things. Yeah. One.
But I do know a lot of people were approached.
I think it's MG. I think that's you the think MG so? Burner. My burners tell you that you're garbage. MG's burners out you for stuff you don't say.
Stuff that I don't say.
I also think it might have been Garrett on We're Live, Pal.
You think Garrett did it?
I think Garrett did it.
He had COVID. Garrett. You think he was like in a COVID delirious dream? And he's like, Keith Lee, Swerve Scott,
Andrew Zarian. It was Joel Pearl. We're going down the list. We're going down the list of every single person that it could be. All the suspects. Big suspect to Joel Pearl up in Canada, being a sweet new dad. Nothing better to do than to bring down the Mat Men.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. Are you done answering emails? I'm waiting.
yes.
Tony Khan not granting any releases for those wrestlers that have requested it per Dave Meltzer. Malachi Black confirms via Instagram.
That was another one that came 2 weeks ago, said that I confirmed that he was released. I never confirmed that he was released. I said that that's what I heard.
Yeah, he's taking a break. That's what people were saying. Best of luck to him.
I don't report on any of these, like... breaks, you know, because it's too personal, and he even put out that he was taking a mental health break, you know, like all this stuff. I feel that it's beyond shitty to sit there and talk about another person's health issues like that. We're not talking about a broken arm. We're talking about, you know, serious, like, I would consider mental health a much more serious conversation to have over breaking your arm.
Absolutely.
But we stay away from that stuff. I always have. And I wouldn't want someone talking about my mental health. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people talk about your mental health.
Oh, daily, dude. You have no idea. That's a topic in the Fightful chat I heard.
Big topic of conversation everywhere.
They evaluate how unstable I am over there.
Would you be upset if one day I came in and then ripped off my shirt and there was a Fightful shirt underneath?
Oh, I love that.
But then ripped off that shirt and it was just Dave Meltzer's face tattooed on my chest.
Wow, what a swerve. That's a double turn right there.
Spent a lot of money on that tattoo. Soraya is reportedly under a three-year contract. I keep effing that up. I'm sorry. Soraya is reportedly under a three-year contract with AEW. Very cool. I liked her debut the other night on Dynamite.
I'm curious to see what they do, what she does. I want nothing but the best. I hope she is healthy and happy there. And I think she could do something. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. You know, for that women's division, it's just another piece. I think her, Toni Storm, Britt Baker, really the core on the top right now. Deebs, right?
Yeah.
Deebs is another one.
Is that her nickname now? Deebs?
Deebs.
I like that.
Deebs.
Very sweet. I think she's going to do something within the next year.
Who does she wrestle? Britt?
Toni Storm.
You think it's her and Toni or her and...
Big swerve. I think it's going to be heel Soraya.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Because, all right, think about this. Like, if she does come back, if she's healthy enough and doesn't get hurt, obviously, I would like the initial feud with Britt Baker, right?
Yeah.
But you know what I'd like? I'd like her to tag with Britt Baker.
That's nice, too. Jamie Hayter, too, in that mix.
I think Hayter turns face.
Well, or
it's Hayter. What if and Storm.
Yeah. I got a total swerve for you. What if she dethrones
Toni Storm? No. Or Jade Cargo.
Jade Cargo.
Oh, I'd like that. That's an easier schedule, probably easier matches. The division needs help. Very good. I like that.
That would be nice. You know, you got a little bang for your buck there.
Look at this. 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to announce the rating. Dynamite ratings down against Hurricane Ian coverage, 990,000.
990,000. There were 10,000 shy of making this a six-week trend for the ratings. So... Yeah. Next week's going to be very telling. AEW's only done a million viewers consistently seven times, which is an interesting stat. They've been able to do it seven times in a row, not after that. So this was week six, and we always say, especially with marketing and sales and television trends, things like that, if you see a climb for 6 weeks, you're on an incline. Something is happening. Something is changing. They were on a positive. Now, whether or not that had to do with the fact that CM Punk lost his mind in that scrum and all the suspensions happened, I don't know. Or was it an actual interest in the product? I think it's a combination of both.
Absolutely.
I think they had, you know, I would, unfortunately, they're shy of the million. I would say they probably would have been over a million if it wasn't for the hurricane.
Yeah.
You lost Florida as a market for your viewership.
Yeah.
People were very concerned. A lot of people on the East Coast have relatives in Florida. People were watching what's happening. Somebody posted, like, I thought it was stupid. They're like, well, the storm ended by 7 o'clock, so how would that affect 8 o'clock ratings? I'm like, you don't think people are checking, like, the news? Like, this is a big-ass hurricane.
Eh, whatever.
My mother's old neighborhood, Cape Coral, she got a direct hit.
Is she okay?
She's fine.
How's the enclosure with the pool and everything?
I asked her that, and I didn't get an answer.
Okay.
That was the first thing I asked.
Wow.
Not how are you? I'm like, how's the enclosure with the pool?
It's all glass.
No, it's net.
Oh, I thought it was glass.
Yeah, okay. No, it's net. Then it's like a solarium if it's glass. You're going to grow.
I'm glad your mom's okay.
You're going to grow like this. No, she's fine. But, you know, a lot of people are not. And it's a very deadly hurricane. People are watching. People are very interested in it. So, you know... How much do you read into this rating? I wouldn't really read into it much. I would read into it next week. And it was also like a kind of like a show.
Yeah, you know, Tony Khan did put out a tweet telling the talent that if you missed my email, you can stay home if you want. Don't worry about coming to TV. So, you know, you have to deal with that. You have to deal with kind of switching stuff around on the fly. I thought it was a good episode. obviously, under the circumstances, you know, it could have been stronger, but that's okay. You know, it happens. Not everything is going to be amazing all the time.
Yeah.
You want to jump into some WWE news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dr. Amon, no longer with WWE. He rose to infamy during the whole CM Punk thing a few years ago. He was the ringside physician that quote-unquote misdiagnosed CM Punk. He's the Z-Pack guy.
Z-Pack. This confirms CM Punk's returning. That's it.
I want him out of there.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
Paul, yeah. I want him out of there.
I guess he ran his time. He was there for a while. Chris Amon.
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot better, though, by the way.
Mm.
They with treating and medical for the talent. From the time that CM Punk left to now, it's a much better system from what I hear. The process is much better.
Oh, man. Joel just said he reported that on Pearl Select. Thanks for the scoop.
What was it?
That CM Punk is going back to WWE.
Thank you. Yes, good job. Pearl Select.
As per Andrew Zarian, CM Punk is going to Impact.
Oh, no.
It's kind of... Can we take bets on what the headline's going to be that makes the rounds?
Oh, I'm gonna dive off out of the window.
Is that driving you nuts a little bit?
You know, it doesn't...
Or are you used to it?
It doesn't drive me nuts that people do, but you know what it does drive me nuts? When, like somebody like Keith Lee... That believes it, right? That'll drive me nuts. Like, Keith Lee sees that report. He doesn't know what was said. He just sees that people are tweeting him. Hundreds of people are tweeting him, like, oh, what happened? And he's like, no, this guy's full of shit. Read a book.
You know what would be great?
I did read a book, actually, and I read this great book.
Yeah. you got it.
Here we go. Brian Gewirtz's book. There's Just One Problem. Fantastic book.
Great book. Yeah, great guy.
You know what? Very self-deprecating Queens kid, right?
New York
kid. Long Island kid. He's a Mets fan. Good for him.
Ah, Joel keeps coming with those headlines. Punk is definitely coming back to WWE. You know, I feel like that's interesting too, because it would be funny in my little fantasy, stupid, dumb brain world where somebody goes up to Keith Lee in the back. Let's say somebody who likes our show.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say, for argument's sake, Darby Allin.
Okay.
Darby Allin's like, hey, man, I listened to those guys and they didn't say that about you.
I would love that. You know what? You know who should do it? RJ City should say that. RJ City should go up to Keith Lee next week and be like, hey, man, you know those guys, Matt Men? They didn't say it, all right?
But they probably did. All right, moving on, fellas. Thanks for tuning in, by the way, every Friday.
Yeah, man.
WWE's cut a deal with the Foxtel Group in Australia to stream WWE content similar to Peacock here in the U.S. Is this a big move for WWE, Andrew?
I don't know much about Foxtel. I don't know Foxtel. So what kind of syndication? Let's see. Foxtel, World of Entertainment in one place. It is a subsidiary of Fox Sports. So Foxtel, sign up for Foxtel and get 12 months of age. Okay. So it's just a streaming provider.
Okay.
Cool. All right. I don't know how successful it is. It's a Fox property. So I don't know much about it. I should read more about Foxtel. I guess that's good.
Yeah. Do you want to hit that ratings number?
WWE SmackDown ratings were up as it averaged 2.535 million viewers. It was the best since Christmas 2020 with an NFL lead-in of 4 million. They did not have an NFL lead-in this week, but very, very solid numbers on a Friday. 2.5 million, 2.53, you know? The story really has been about Raw recently and less about SmackDown. SmackDown's kind of taking a backseat for that Raw kind of revitalization.
Yes, that. But that beginning of SmackDown,
fantastic. Man, so good.
Didn't see it coming. Loved every minute of it. I think those guys are so charismatic together.
Yeah, very good stuff. This is a very good sign for wrestling. This is a very good sign for WWE. You know, right now they're hotter than they were.
Yeah.
The product is somewhat better than it was. They have to get through a lot of things right now. I think January will be very telling. When you go into WrestleMania season and they start doing some different stuff that you normally don't expect, especially with Rumble, and I do anticipate that a lot of the changes would come in the new year.
Right.
You know, from even indications, like when I ask people about, you know, what's going on, the conversation's always like, you know, obviously you see the changes that we've had, right? Everybody sees some of those changes, but a lot of the stuff that we're seeing right now is set in stone. Mm-hmm. They have a plan to move forward. I expect 2023 to be a very different year for them.
Yes, 100%.
I'm curious to see what happens. It could be great. It could be terrible. I don't know.
I feel like the fantasy of CM Punk showing up in WWE would rock people's minds, wouldn't it?
So what happens when AEW goes back to Chicago?
You know,
and they start chanting CM Punk.
I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like this is the one thing that may have killed those chants.
It very much depends on the side you fall on, right? Like when the Bucks come out.
Yeah.
Do you get a CM Punk chant against them? When Kenny comes out, do you get that? I'm very curious how the fans react to it.
I think because AEW, their core fan base are those smart PWG style fans, right? I do think if push came to shove, they would look at CM Punk in this like almost like toxic filled wrestling world. They would look at CM Punk and be like, you know what? He was never our guy to begin with. And they wouldn't chant for him. I feel like that's how it would go. You know, like I think also people have read into the backstage thing very deeply. And I think that soured a lot of folks on the guy if they weren't soured already.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff. I'm curious.
It really is. We got as per WrestleVotes.
Which is me.
You're WrestleVotes.
I'm WrestleVotes. WrestleVotes is me. I'm WrestleVotes.
You heard it here first. And Mets fan forever.
And Mets. And Dolphin.
And I don't know who Dolphin is.
Remember, Dolphin came before Mets fan forever.
Okay. Finn Balor is scheduled to get a significant push going forward. You know what? We've been watching TV, so we can see the writing on the wall.
So, I would say that WrestleVotes' report is, I would say, 100% accurate.
For sure.
There's a lot of guys, including Finn Balor, one of them, right? But there's a lot of those guys that are expecting a push. They're expecting better presence on TV.
Yes.
I don't know if this means Judgment Day is over, if they disband it, if they do something different with it. I don't know. But I know that Finn, definitely they want to do something with him. You know, you got to look at this guy, right? He, one of the originators of Bullet Club, got over big time in Japan. Unbelievable talent. He got off not only with his wrestling ability, but also his personas of the different costumes in the UK and everything he was doing. He stood out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He goes to NXT, right? And he stands out even more in NXT. Like, he really defined that era in that company. And this is before they were getting that boom period, right?
And
in
they
NXT.
Kept him down there forever, too.
And they kept him there forever. And you know, he's not that young. He looks fantastic. He's a great worker.
Yeah.
How is he not in that top positioning? How is he not taken serious as a contender, right?
Yeah.
Size, mice, who cares?
People. That injury really hurt him.
When he won the Universal Championship?
Yeah.
I would love to know, actually, I should ask, what the plan was. Was Goldberg still in that mix?
I think it hurt him in Vince's eyes because he took that chance on him because he was a Triple H guy. You know, I think those Triple H guys, again, we've talked about this few weeks.
He never got another opportunity.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
I believe so. And in talking to people, you know, Kevin Owens is another name, right?
Yeah.
People talk about what's happening with Kevin Owens. I think Kevin Owens has been positioned since that Austin thing. You know, he did that Austin thing and it was great.
Yeah.
Great guy for Austin and him to have a match.
For sure.
And then he didn't do anything for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're seeing he's more serious. He's, you know, Kevin Steenish.
Going back to the roots of the character.
I would love to see Nakamura. Something.
Absolutely. I think, you know, again, all Triple H guys, I want to go back to Finn for a second. And I think you were going to see more play out between him and AJ, you know, because there's still a little juice left in the Bullet Club thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a little bit with those two guys.
You know,
squeeze it for all it's worth.
Yeah, you could do something cool, man. Gallows and Anderson, a lot of rumors about possibly them going back. There's a lot of rumors that Gallows and Anderson may split and go their own ways. Rumors. I don't know this, but.
Right.
You know, Carl Anderson is one of those guys that a lot of people are high on.
Yeah.
Fantastic worker. I mean, from the beginning, you know, in Japan, he was fantastic. So if they could do something with that and maybe incorporate AJ, you could do it finally. Now you finally do it and you give people that thing that they wanted for a little bit and then you go off into something else.
Well, that would be cool. Let's play a little fantasy booking. Would you pop if all of a sudden, you know, AJ's getting beaten down, and then it's like, I got to call my buddies from Japan.
And I love
then
it.
It's, you know, it's Anderson and Gallows. They're back in a certain capacity, and they take on the Judgment Day. And then you kind of get what we missed out on is that weirdo core Bullet Club reunion.
They never did it.
But I think that was a Vince call.
Yeah. And listen, Gallows and Anderson are a great example, right? They debuted as the Outsiders.
Yes.
This thing is really in the way today, right?
Of what, me and you?
Yeah. Is it not in the way more?
Everything always tries to get in the way of Mania.
You know what I want to do? I'm going to change these to the bottom ones, the new ones that everything comes up. I'm going to do those. These are too high.
Can you hang them from the ceiling? Do you just like pull them down on
pull
a string?
Down? I could ask Madison Square Garden if they could loan me.
Yeah, you're good with Mr. MSG.
I'm great with Mr. Dolan, yeah.
So That would be cool. But another supplementary question, Andrew, let me ask you something. Do you think Bullet Club is done? Has they had their heyday? Or do you think there's still something left?
I think I gauge it on how often I wear that shirt. And do you know what happened to my Bullet Club shirt? The sleeves finally got cut off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to wear it tomorrow?
So now it's in rotation as a home shirt.
Okay.
I think it's run its course. You know, it had something. It was interesting with the American invasion aspect of that. It was interesting with, you know, who was there and what they were doing. It wasn't really seen, especially in Japan. The DQs, the interruptions in the match, you know, it really changed the flow of it. And I think it was a shock to the people in Japan and people here, and it really put eyeballs on Japan. Has it run its course? I don't know. Can they do it again? I definitely think they can do it again.
I think so too. Did you think having Juice Robinson come out like on Wednesday and representing Bullet Club, did you get WCW 2000 vibes from that with NWO? I feel like a lot of people were speculating on that, where it's like, Bullet Club, they're into the Jarrett phase of Bullet Club.
Oh, is that how the reaction
was? I feel
like
a lot of people are perceiving that, you know?
I like Juice. I like his gimmick.
Awesome.
This new Juice Robinson is a very interesting gimmick. I don't know.
And also, Hikuleo turned on Jay White.
Hikuleo turned on Jay White. Yeah. So maybe it is imploding. Maybe it's time to put it away.
You know, but I think Jay White's a good catalyst. Keep it with core
guys. Where's Pimp Juice?
Pimp Juice is still there. No, he's not, actually. No, I'm thinking of the other guy. I think he's still there.
Is Pimp Juice still there? I'm going to tell you one thing that I have not been great with is New Japan. I really fell out of it for a while. Like, I'm watching the big shows, obviously, right? Yeah. I watch the matches, I watch the big shows, but I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Like, the way I watch it, before, I used to watch it in the mornings, right? Like, pay-per-view would happen, a show would happen, I would watch it in the morning, and I would tweet about it, and then Rich and I, by, like, 9 o'clock, we were caught up, you know? Or, like, 10 o'clock, we were, like, talking about what we saw. It's out of my routine, so I have to now rely on reading and watching matches.
Right, right.
Which is, I don't like watching like that at all. It takes you out of the element. However, that was the thing about New Japan. And, you know, when these guys like Kenny Omega and the Bucks and Cody were there and Hangman was there, you only got glimpses. You only got little peaks at New Japan. Nobody was watching weekly, you know, New Japan. There was no New Japan Strong.
Right.
You weren't watching a weekly TV show like you do with Raw and SmackDown. I think now that, you know, we have AEW, it's filled that void in astronomically for a lot of people. But think about it, dude. We're down to only two promotions, really. Like, Ring of Honor is not there. Impact is still there, but they're not really moving. They had some momentum, and now it's like they're slowed down on the momentum.
Yeah.
We're back to the big two.
Yeah.
It's a very fascinating time.
And it's going to get more fascinating.
Yeah. All right, let's... sorry, I verged into a whole different conversation here. Sasha Banks changed her social media handle back to her real name. So, did he spell this? Did he butcher this last name?
I added two letters to it. Mercedes Vernado.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, pretty cool. Like, she's listing her accolades as you know, her character from The Mandalorian and everything. Listen, I'm not saying it's true, but I want to ask your opinion on the White Rabbit stuff, since we're going to go into that right now. Is it a possibility that Sasha Banks is the White Rabbit?
I think people would be left very disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Very, very disappointed.
Why is that?
I think because the expectation is Bray.
The expectation is 100%
Listen, man,
Bray.
I love a good cheesecake. Okay? A good cheesecake.
Okay.
But I want a baked Alaska.
Okay.
I believe you got me a baked Alaska for my birthday.
Okay, but I showed up with a cheesecake.
But you show up with a cheesecake.
Okay.
Am I going to be bummed? I love the cheesecake as much as the baked Alaska, but however, in this moment, I was expecting a baked Alaska.
Did you tell me to get the cheesecake?
I did not tell you to get the cheesecake.
How was I supposed to know to get you the cheesecake?
But because you know I love cheesecake.
Okay.
But you also know that I'm kind of anticipating a baked Alaska.
Okay.
You know, like and also, like, Sasha Banks with a spooky gimmick?
But how do you know this would be a spooky game? All right, so here's the thing. But I kind of want to unpack, like, our weird guesses,
right? Yeah, yeah.
It's Bray. I feel like it's on the tip of everybody's tongue.
I would genuinely, like, in a very long time, I would be shocked, because every indication, everybody that I've spoken to is like, yeah, I think it's Bray.
Justin Gabriel.
Okay.
He was the White Rabbit.
He was the White Rabbit in Lucha. What was he in Lucha? Who was the White Rabbit in Lucha? Karrion Kross used the White Rabbit, yeah.
But he was actually physically the bunny, right? Sasha, Baron Corbin
as the White Rabbit.
Baron Corbin as, like, his pre
cocaine dealer.
Whatever this character is.
No, cocaine dealer. That's his new gimmick.
Yeah.
He's a cocaine dealer. He goes by the White Rabbit. Yeah.
It's pure. Because this is dumb speculation, where a lot of these promos are like, what was it? Who ended the world or who killed the world?
Yeah.
Wasn't
it the end of times?
His finisher was the end of days.
Yeah.
Cool. Would you be satisfied with cool Baron Corbin?
I don't know, man. What is he doing? What does a White Rabbit do?
He's a spooky guy.
Okay. How is, you know, wasn't he originally like a kind of like a.
Could have been a spooky guy.
Original Baron Corbin could have very easily become an Undertaker type spooky guy.
Yes. 100%.
I think, who was it? It was he was a biker, right? Mm-hmm. And Eddie's daughter was the valet, right?
Yeah.
Intern Deacon's the White Rabbit.
But what are your other choices? If it's not Bray Wyatt, who do you think it could be? Because Triple H did say, which could be kayfabe, obviously. Triple H did say in an interview, it's not who you expect.
What, the White Rabbit?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him say that.
I think it was in one of the more recent ones.
I think what he said was, some of the names will surprise you that they're interested in bringing him back. I think that's what it was. Listen, you have to do. I mean, Bray's a great character, right? Great character that appeals to a key demo that you want, and that's younger viewers. My kids love that gimmick. Like, it's so weird. They love it. They love Bray Wyatt. They're so into it.
Yeah,
they're so into it. So
here's something out of left field.
Yeah,
Okada.
Oh man, I love that.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Just
a crazy, like a weirdo, like a all in white.
Who's left?
There's not much.
Right? Who's left out there that is still healthy, that's a draw, that could work, that this would fit? Like, what would blow you away more than Bray Wyatt?
I can't even think of any. Here's one. Rich, a good Reddit theory. Here we go. Wyndham is the rabbit. His minions, Cross and Scarlet, Rambling Rabbit, Abby the Witch, Huskus, Strawman, Mercy the Buzzard, Dexter Lumis. I don't know if they're going to go back to that. I think those puppets need to go.
I think the puppets need to go. I think the Firefly Funhouse needs to go. I think the Fiend needs to go. I was always a huge fan of the original incarnation of Bray Wyatt. Like the Cape Fear.
Dude.
Bray Wyatt.
John Cena.
Oh my God, Spooky John Cena!
Spooky John Cena, do it, dude! He's still in the void.
He's in the void.
John Cena never left that void. He's gone mad.
I think whoever's coming out, there's going to be an Elmer Fudd coming out after them.
Wascally Wabbit,
some kill the Wabbit.
Oh,
it's fun. It's fun to speculate on the White Rabbit.
It's very fun,
especially with the QR codes.
Yeah,
you know. So
did you scan our QR code?
I did not. What does it lead to? MG, can you also put the questions in the queue, please?
Go to my Twitter and scan the QR code. A secret on the White Rabbit.
No, all I do is send you nasty messages on Twitter.
That is all you do.
Hey, Rich.
Yes.
Real quick. We haven't got any questions yet.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Guys, submit your questions by using the hashtag AskMattMen.
Yes. As per usual, super chats will be answered first when it's question time,
yes,
baby.
Sir. Mordecai was a White Rabbit.
Mordecai. Ted DiBiase.
Mordecai.
So both Raw and SmackDown saw the QR codes, a lot of QR codes. The QR code in SmackDown was seen backstage. It took you to a game with the White Rabbit.
Yes.
There are flyers left on cars in the parking lot with the coordinates. With coordinates. Coordinates take you to Edmonton for Raw last Monday. Very interesting. Mm. On Raw, the QR code led to a TikTok video that showed former stars edited together to speak out who killed the world.
Yeah, so interesting.
It's got to lead to Bray Wyatt, right? Later, another video showed coordinates leading to Corbin, Kentucky, where there is a White Rabbit music store and the location of Bray's last match. before becoming the Fiend, which was against Baron Corbin. Listen.
Very interesting. I mean, listen, that is very smart stuff. That is very detailed.
Very detailed.
I give them a lot of credit here. They're deep diving here.
Yeah. He's freaking out.
Oh, he's freaking out.
Listen, if it's Baron, if all like Rome, all roads lead to Baron Corbin. The Music Store's YouTube video now only has two posts, their YouTube page, a moving image of the zip code and the original Jefferson White Rabbit video. Coincidentally, Grace Slick from Jefferson tweeted out details about writing the song during Raw. So that's interesting.
It is interesting.
That's kind of cool. They also have been paying a lot of attention to Alexa, which is kind of neat. And Fightful reported that the reveal could be at Extreme Rules.
I would expect it at Extreme Rules.
Brock Lesnar.
Spooky
Brock Lesnar. He's done the brutal MMA guy. He's done the NCAA guy. He's done the cowboy
guy. He's a banshee.
And now?
He's a banshee. He floats and he just screams.
And now he's the ghost of Christmas future.
What was that? Did you hear that?
That was the banshee. Wee.
You okay? Is that my door?
Are you freaking out?
Oh, all right. What else do we have here? The zip code, Triple H, that is not what you expect. All right, yeah. Major SmackDown highlights. The Bloodline segment was great. We spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else happen here on SmackDown? Drew challenged Karrion Kross to a strap match at Extreme Rules. Scarlett tried to throw a fireball at Drew, but it did not work. You know what she should do? Have you seen, you know, they sell the Harry Potter stick now?
The wands?
With the fireball in it?
The wands?
The wand.
Yeah.
And then you go like this, and it actually shoots the flash paper.
Are the kids into Harry Potter?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Should ask
I don't
him.
Think so.
Send them an email later.
I'll send Hunter an email.
TLDR.
TLDR. Raw did at 1.67. Rating went up a little bit, but they were not against two NFL games this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a constant nuisance for them going forward because the NFL is hot right now. It's football happening. I got to tell you, I like football. I don't love football. It's not my thing. Like, I'll watch it. I'll hang with you like I watch a Super Bowl. Like, everybody wants to talk to me about football. Like,
same
if
here.
I'm gambling on football, if I'm betting on football, I'm like, it's not my thing. Baseball's my thing.
Not a football guy.
I like either. Basketball. I like baseball. I'll watch soccer.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with it.
Yeah, same here. I used to watch Monday Night Football back in the day.
Our parents don't throw. They kick.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, not a big football guy. Sorry, guys. Everybody, same thing. Like, I get questions all the time. My buddy Tony is a huge football guy. He works for Sirius.
Like, I'll watch
big
it.
Big sports guy.
I'm home. It's Sunday. The Giants are playing. I put it on.
Sure.
Right? Do I pay attention? Like, do I know the game? Yeah, I know the game. I know the players. It's not my thing. It's one of those things that, like, I gotta watch it just so I know what the hell's going on.
You gotta pick a team and stick with the team.
That's my problem.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I was a huge Vikings fan years ago.
You were a huge Viking fan.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
I'm a huge Edmonton Oilers fan, but that is the wrong sport.
More ratings talk. The Raw rating was
1.67. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. It's okay. They're getting back up there. Matt Riddle beat Damian Priest with Judgment Day. After Judgment Day beat down Matt Riddle, and Edge returned to save him. He challenged Finn Balor to an I Quit match. A lot of people were freaking out that the rabbit is Edge. And they were like, oh, what a disappointment.
That's too dumb.
Yeah, so
the rabbit.
NXT, this was the last of the three taped shows. Next week, we're supposed to get a makeover for NXT. Very excited to see what's going on. Ilya Dragunov, this was a good segment. By the way, Braun Breaker, he sounds even more like Scott Steiner, and he did Steiner math in his promo, which was great.
Yeah.
And he does that high-pitched yelling that Scott would do.
Yeah.
It's actually amazing to see how much he's, you know, like his brother and father. Father and uncle.
Uncle, yeah.
So you have so it's a triple threat.
Cool. That's going to be a fun triple threat.
Yeah. All right.
You got that Extreme Rules card. Extreme Rules is coming up. SmackDown's Women's Championship.
Looks fine on paper.
It looks fine on paper. SmackDown Women's Championship, Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey, an Extreme Rules match. Great. Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Bayley. That's going to be fun. That's a ladder match. Matt Riddle versus Rollins inside the fight pit. I'm over this.
The fight pit?
I'm over Matt Riddle and Rollins.
Yeah.
I think Riddle needs to be moved to SmackDown for some reason.
Who won the last one?
I don't remember.
MP, he would know. I forgot who won though. I think Riddle won.
McIntyre versus Karrion Kross in a strap match. That should be fun.
I don't like that. I'm
no?
gonna tell you why. This is gonna be Karrion's first match?
I think so.
You're doing a strap match, you're not having you know, you're kind of limited there.
Mm-hmm.
I want him more. I'm not a fan of the strap match.
I'm okay with a good strap match. Edge versus Balor in an I Quit match. I think that's going to be fun. I can see Edge putting Balor over big time.
Okay.
Imperium versus the Brawling Brutes in a good old-fashioned Donnybrook six-man tag match. What
the fuck is that?
Great.
What the fuck is that? A good old-fashioned
good old
Donnybrook.
Donnybrook.
A Donnybrook.
That's when you fight like
fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs. And that's about it. It looks fine on paper. I'm sure we're going to watch it. This one is one of those that's not on at 1 p.m.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I wish all these PLEs are 1 p.m, including AEWs. Tony and I, we're cool now. I don't know if you saw this.
I saw that.
I think I need to have a conversation with Tony. Next time you guys come to Arthur Ashe. Listen, Tony, next time you're at Arthur Ashe, do me a solid.
Bump
okay?
up that security.
What?
Bump up that security.
Bump up that security. Start the show at like noon.
Mm.
By the time the show's over, it's like 7 o'clock anyway. I could at least go to dinner. I had such a blast last week, by the way. That was a lot of fun, that show.
It was a great time. AW Dynamite.
Yeah.
It was the best it could do. No, it was a solid show given the circumstances. I think there was a lot of great moments. Love the opening. Jericho Appreciation Society, the Ocho celebration.
Yes, Jericho Ocho celebration.
All matching purple suits.
Why the purple?
Why not? Luigi Primo was there throwing a pizza party.
It's a me, Luigi Primo.
The whole thing was to set up Garcia, I guess, turning on Jericho as Danielson comes out.
But you didn't get it, really, did you?
You didn't really get it. You get Danielson challenging Daddy Magic. That was a fun match.
Yeah.
Matt Menard with Angelo Parker.
So good.
And that ended with Claudio hoisting Parker over his shoulder and taking him to the back. What a strong boy.
Matt Menard had the tear, right? He had an injury.
I think so.
From the from that cage match, I think he got injured that day.
Yeah, I really like this storyline. I like that they're pushing factions. I've always been into that.
Me too. Always been a fan of factions, yeah. And it makes sense, right? Like, think about it this way: you're John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
You're the most popular, beloved wrestler. You're a good guy. You don't have one friend that's going to come and help you.
Do you think the Click overall ruined that for Vince?
Oh, factions?
Yeah. Can't let these guys get too chummy with each other. They're gonna start making demands.
I mean, they did have gang warfare after that.
Yeah.
They're gonna ask for a better quality of life. How dare they?
Never.
Can you imagine that? Like, hey, by the way, we're gonna pay you money. You're gonna be a wrestler, but you got to drive yourself, and you got to pay for your own hotels, and you got to pay for your own gas.
But we're paying you millions of dollars.
I don't know. They weren't getting paid millions then. Well, now everything is like, you know. Much better.
I think that depended on who's on top, right? Imagine the Attitude Era. Austin's on top. Everybody's making a nice little payday.
Okay. You know? It's 1997.
Okay.
You're Mick Foley.
Boom. All right.
Mick Foley. It's, give me like the mid-card.
Val Venus. Ken Shamrock.
No, too early. Ken Shamrock. Like,
Bossman.
They're driving themselves. Bossman is driving himself to venues. He's not getting a shuttle.
But you know what? I think that's the fun part about the road, right? Wouldn't you have loved to get into a car with your buddies?
No.
Well, I forgot who I was talking to for
you
a second.
Forgot who you're talking to.
You need to be driven, and you need to, you know, if there's a limo, Andrew always gets the stretch limo because he needs to be as far away from the driver as possible.
I want to be so far away. I wish that was an option with Uber. Then they would stop talking to me. I don't want to have a conversation about real estate prices in Flushing.
Oh boy.
Do you know that's every conversation is them asking me how much a home is in Bayside? Swear to God. Every Uber driver is like, "Oh, how's the real estate here?"
Yes. Anyway, besides that, like, I think there's something romantic about that. You're piled into a car with your buddies. You're splitting costs. You're sleeping four to a hotel room. You're kicking ass every night, you know? See, again.
The smell.
Again.
The smell of that car.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're an athlete, obviously, you know, you're drinking beers on the road and shit, like, speeding,
fucking cool, and crashing your car into other cars.
I understand it's not for you. You could be in the ref car.
No.
Rescar would probably even worse.
I want to be with Vince. Wherever Vince is, that's where I want to be.
Private jet. Ah. What if Vince took you on the jet, but you'd have to serve everybody?
Would I
drinks?
Be canceled now if Vince took me on a jet?
Yeah.
Automatically.
I don't
right?
know. I don't
would
know.
I be canceled? Like, let's ask the chat. Like, if Vince called me and was like, hey, Andrew, I'm a big fan of yours. I love your hair. Beautiful mm-hmm. eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Your impersonation is so good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick you up at with my jet. Meet me in wherever.
LaGuardia.
LaGuardia.
Meet me on the street.
Meet me on the street. And he's driving it. He's flying it. Would I be canceled? I'm not flying to that island.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to Florida.
Contrary to popular belief, you're actually a very good boy. I don't think you'd get canceled.
I am a very good boy.
Yeah.
I'm a very generous and caring boy. But would I get canceled? This is maybe canceled, says Cadillac Carson. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't think you'd get canceled. I think you control yourself pretty well. I've never seen
what
you,
if?
I've never seen you partake too much, if you know what I mean.
No, I'm a good boy. I mean, I do go nuts sometimes.
Well, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
I go berserk.
That's fine.
You've experienced that. You've experienced Andrew berserk drunk at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
But it's not like you're trying to squeeze titties and grab fucking ball sacks or anything like that. You know, you're just getting wild.
Okay, what if you went?
The worst that I've seen you do is harass. I shouldn't say harass. That's a strong word. Is yell at Diana, the bartender. What? And this happens. I've seen this happen. So when you get to that point of drunk, where you're like, "What if I just splash this martini?"
I did this. Her last shift. Okay, she's not there anymore. Her last shift. I had like money in my pocket. I had just like gotten money.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I went to the bank, wherever it was, and I was like, I got fucked. Yeah. You know, I'm like, and I'm pounding down the drinks. I'm like, I want a martini. She's like, oh no. And I was like, listen, Diana, I got I got like $600 in my, I'm like, for $600, I'm like, I want to splash this in your face, but make a scene. Let me do it. She thought about it.
Like a movie.
I'm like, how dare you?
This is also not an angry thing that he does.
No.
He's like, how about if I splash this in your face right now? No. This is a very friendly, like, hysterical situation, which I would follow. Like, when we used to go together, I'd follow up where I was like, if you set up a shot glass on the bar top and I threw a chicken wing into the shot glass, could I get free chicken wings for the rest of the month?
I'm okay with that. Dave D, I could see Andrew and Vince going to a Turkish bathhouse together. That needs to turn into a erotica fan fiction.
Fanning each other with eucalyptus.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Moving on.
Thank you.
So, big opening segment. Love the factions. Love the fact that, you know, these guys probably do travel together. Let's go back to the travel thing. Do you think the AEW guys are traveling together? Or do you think everybody's just like, F it, like we're on our own?
No. I think they travel together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After this, MJF came out in a Mets jersey, holla to the Mets, and ran down Philly and Wheeler Yuta.
And he's saying, meet the Mets.
Yeah. Very cool. The guns protected MJF, Austin, and Colton. Before he went to the skybox to watch the next match. I love MJF in the skybox when he's just mean mugging with that dopey poker chip on his chest.
Yeah,
just
it's so stupid, that poker chip.
It's funny. It's great. It's good wrestling. Mox beat Juice Robinson. Adam Page came out afterwards to confront Mox. I love it. I want more of that.
Yeah.
Mox is a great example. I'm going to go back to what you said before about like how WWE, John Cena, he doesn't have any friends, right?
Who, Mox?
No. John Cena, no friends.
No friends. Right?
Mox, he's a guy where you would think would have nobody in the back as a friend.
But he has tons.
But he's got tons.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good move, right? It sets up everything for betrayal, coming together, good reunions and stuff. You know, like, I want Blackpool Combat Club to get over as much as it can, you know? And is this the closest thing we've seen in the last couple of years of the Shield versus Bullet Club?
I would say this is close, right?
With the Juice Robinson. Great match.
Yeah.
Saraya came out, said she's damaged, not broken. I think that's a hint, obviously. If you have ears, you could probably put that together. She also said now that she has a boss that listens to her.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Called out all the women and then went back and forth with Britt Baker, but was on commentary for the lumberjack match between Toni Storm and Serena Deeb.
It says she made the lumberjack match. Who gave her that authority? Is she the anonymous Raw GM? Who gave her that authority to make the match?
Imagine if she's the GM of AEW now. How hysterical would that be?
She was on SmackDown, right? Wasn't she the SmackDown GM and Shane was the Raw GM or whatever
Something
it was?
Something like that. Yeah.
That was weird.
I remember. Some of the stuff that WWE's done in the past few years, I just don't remember. I have no memory for it. You know, like
there's Shane McMahon on commentary on TV. Passive Shane McMahon.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of that stuff is just like in one ear, out the other. Ricky Starr beat Eli Ism. Great. And listen, fantastic main event.
Okay, very cool.
Jericho defeating Bandido.
For the Ring of Honor world title.
For the Ring of Honor. Weird. Retaining, okay. Yeah.
Was this on your bingo? Was this on your bingo scorecard?
I never thought I would see this match. I mean,
Jericho versus Bandido for the ROH title with Jericho holding it?
I would have predicted that aspect, but not the Ring of Honor. Like, the Ring of Honor title is on the line. Yo, they made Bandido look like $1 million. Great match, great finish. You got to see the strength of Bandido. Fantastic. Jericho calling the belt and himself Ring of Jericho, said he's going to go for all the former Ring of Honor champions or anybody associated with the Ring of Honor, starting with Danielson. Now,
Yeah, go.
You know what I want out of this?
What?
My pure wrestling fanboy. This is going to make me wrestling horny.
Okay, go.
Jericho versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah, love that.
Right?
Why not? So does Danielson win the Ring of Honor title?
I think he's going to be titleless for a while. Cause remember like how we keep talking about
it has
how
to be
like,
a pay-per-view match.
He just keeps losing. He can't get the big one.
When's the next Ring of Honor pay-per-view?
That's a good question.
We just had it, right? We had it, whatever it was, but listen, man, here's a great example, right? MG, when was that pay-per-view?
I think he fell asleep.
The ROH pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look it up real quick.
Thank you. Mm. So, like, I would say, you know, Ring of Honor did well for that pay-per-view.
Very well.
How much better would it do with Jericho and Danielson headlining it?
Dude, gangbusters, right?
I would want to see that. I'd want
to
see it, too.
I do think Jericho needs to hold that title until they get, like, some kind of, like, solid TV deal. And then spreading the
love. That's a speculation. A lot of people feel that Tony's getting closer to this deal.
Great.
And you know what great way to bring in viewership with having a guy like Samoa Joe there and Claudio there and Danielson and Jericho all you know in that initial couple months. If you could do something cool like that, yeah, hell yeah. But
I got a date for you.
Yes, give me a date.
July 23rd was Death Before
August, Dishonored. September, October. So are we looking at an October show?
That'd be cool.
When's the next one?
I imagine we'll hear something soon. We still got to hear about the TV deal. So,
yeah, so November-ish?
Maybe in the next October? Couple of weeks you'll hear something because they're really putting a lot of emphasis on the Jericho stuff.
Yeah, you know? That's strategic. You know what I mean? Like, Jericho having that title is not, it's not just like, I think maybe a little bit it could be like, you know what, Jericho, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something you never had this title. We don't know if you'll ever have this opportunity to have this title again, so let's do it.
Still great.
But I don't think, maybe that plays a little part, but I don't see Tony Khan just handing out a title to Chris Jericho to, you know, be like, hey, here you go.
Right.
Let's do something. It doesn't serve a purpose unless you are working your way to a TV deal or a pay-per-view that you're trying to sell.
Absolutely. And there's also a lot of Ring of Honor guys that he can work with, you know, former Ring of Honor guys.
Tons of former Ring of Honor guys. But, you know, very interesting, right? How in a few months we went from Jonathan Gresham as the Ring of Honor champion to Chris Jericho, right?
Nuts.
Isn't that nuts?
It's nuts. Jericho versus Roosh, former Ring of Honor.
Oh, hell yeah.
How great would that be?
Hell yeah.
Would love Jericho versus Joe.
Hell yeah. Would love it. There's so much talent to work with, but you could also use Jericho to elevate new talent.
Absolutely.
And that's the other part. You know, they have a bunch of guys that are on Dark and Dark Elevation you don't see on TV. You want to build them. This is a great avenue for them. This is a great avenue to get a cult-like following.
Yeah.
Like Danhausen is an anomaly, right? Because he got over. He's actually a good worker.
Yeah.
But his thing is the gimmick. Yeah. He has that weird gimmick. I love it. But a guy like him made a name for himself.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to do that in Ring of Honor now if you're one of these guys.
I'd also like Jericho to hold that Mid-Atlantic Championship.
The Mid-Atlantic title?
Mm-hmm. Tonight,
the Atlantic title, you mean?
The Atlantic, whatever it's called. Tonight on Rampage, you're getting John Silver versus Roosh.
Okay.
Speaking of Roosh. The Acclaim defending the tag team titles against Butcher and the Blade and Private Party.
Okay.
great. Private Party like disappeared, huh? Willow Nightingale versus Jamie Hayter. Mm-hmm. Hook will appear, and Lee Moriarty versus Fuego del Sol.
So I guess the big draw here is the Acclaim defending the title for the
absolutely
first time. Okay.
Do you think Billy Gunn's going to be at the DX reunion?
No, as far as I know. But X-Pac is.
Yes. Why not? Why do you think if Billy Gunn shows up, it will go from Suck It to Scissor Me Daddy?
Oh, maybe he'll try that, and they're like, no, wrong thing. Yeah, I think that's hysterical.
That would be great. I do think because it's a Triple H run thing. Maybe a one off, right? Maybe a one off. This guy shows up.
It depends if Tony would let him.
Well, he already did last time. Remember?
No, but remember, things have changed.
It was the pissant, like Vince would buy that pissant company just to fire you again.
Yeah,
great line. AEW Dynamite anniversary show next week, next Wednesday, October 5th. MJF versus Wheeler Uter.
You know what else is a great line? I thought about this the other day. Mm. The Tony Khan line about there's only room for one Khan in this business and it's not that con man from Connecticut.
Great.
Who wrote that for Tony?
Great line. Okay.
If Tony came up with that, I think it's hysterical. I think that is such a hysterical line. But who wrote that for him? I need to know.
He's got to have a notebook of fun stuff.
Yeah, that's such a fun line. And by the way, WWE took that as such fun too.
Yeah.
They weren't offended by it. I think they thought it was funny. But I would imagine, I think that's such a hysterical line, but I want to know who's the genius that came up with that. Because that's very quick. That's a sharp, quick man that came up with that.
Great.
Not that Tony's not a sharp, quick man, but sharp. I think it's such a brilliant line. I'm going to ask him.
National Scissoring Day with the Acclaim and Billy Gunn.
Okay.
Luchasaurus in action. Darby Allin versus Jay Lethal. Bryan Danielson versus an ROH pure champion, Daniel Garcia versus Ring of Honor world champion, Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara. That's going to be a fun tag match. Do you think this is when Daniel Garcia turns, or is this when he turns on Danielson?
I don't think, well, should he turn on Danielson?
Should he join Blackpool?
Too many swerves, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like thinking swerves.
Okay.
You know, like when the first thing that you're thinking is like, does he turn on him? I don't know that. I know that that's a possibility here. I don't think he should. I think Daniel Garcia right now. Turn him babyface. Have him join.
Yeah, I think so, too. Dynamite on 10-12. So far, the only match is Jericho versus Danielson.
That should do a million.
I would love that to be an hour. Imagine if Danielson comes out next week. He's like next week, Iron Man match.
All right. I like that.
Jericho has been looking great, dude. Every one of his last matches have been
He's moving great.
Fantastic.
He's moving great. The other thing about him is, by the way, the Battle of the Belts is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it differently. They're doing a live Rampage.
Yeah.
And then they're going right into a live Battle of the Belts. So from like 10 to 11.
Cool.
Right? You're doing Rampage. And 11 to 12, you're doing Battle of the Belts. Why not just call it Battle of the Belts? And do 2 hours of Battle of the Belts.
I agree with that. Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Why not? It's interesting. You know, like, I feel like some of this, obviously, there's a rhyme and a reason to this stuff. But I think as fans, that's what we want to see. But who knows who else wants to see that?
If you notice last week, they split it into two separate hours.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that has to do with the programming.
Yes.
I don't think they could replace that programming because it would be a pain in the ass to reprogram with all the syndicators,
right?
That it's not Rampage, it's Battle of the Belts instead. So I think they were like, okay, well, we got to just do 2 hours like this.
Mm-hmm.
One is Battle of the Belts and one is the existing, so you don't mess up whatever you have in place.
Also, Grand Slam was kind of Battle of the Belts.
Grand Slam was Battle. It was.
All the
it
belts
literally
were on the
was. Yeah.
What a show. I feel like not too much emphasis has been put on that, but every single match on Dynamite was up for a belt. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Before we get to questions, I want to plug a comic. You guys should check out Hell is a Squared Circle out from Aftershock, written by Chris Condon. Great guy, great writer. It's an oversized prestige format. It takes place kind of at the end of the territory days. And it's like a spooky wrestling story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like Hell is a Squared Circle. Go pick it up. It's pretty dope. And on to the questions, guys. If you want your question answered ahead of time or if you want to support the show, please super chat us. Any amount is cool. And we're going to start with Ryan Martins. Andrew, are you ready?
Yes.
Sean Ross Sapp reported recently that there are cosmetic changes coming to WWE via sets and title design changes.
Yes.
Do you think it will be major or minor?
USA Network has all new marketing material being made, or it is made. So they're rebranding. I know that they're changing their branding for marketing reasons. So I would say you're going to get... It can't be a total makeover because you don't want to start over. You want familiarity. I can't say that today. But I would expect some changes. I would expect, you know, design changes, logo changes a little bit. You know, I think it's time. Might as well. Those titles are pretty old. I know that they've been wanting to tweak them for a while. I don't think we're getting a whole new thing, though. Like, I think it's going to be, it's not going to be like a big gold belt.
I think they're trolling us with those tag belts. They're never going to change them.
Those fucking belts are so bad.
They're never going to change them.
Those are changing. Those tag belts are going.
The only people those belts look good on are the Usos.
They've had it the entire time. Mm-hmm.
It's like part of their outfit.
It's them and the New Day.
Yeah.
Those two have held those titles concurrently. I mean, astronomical.
I think the belts should just be two guys shaking hands. Two golden guys like shaking hands with each other. Let's see. This is for Evil Dose on Twitter. Is Bullet Club officially in partnership with the AARP because it's old and stale and not even AEW diehards give a damn about Juice?
Yeah, it's not as in as it was.
I like Juice, man. I thought that was a great match. Juice is great. He's such an asshole on like when you look at those quote unquote media scrums that New Japan does. Like he's such a total dick. Like him calling out every single person, I think it was one of the last ones, was hysterical. This is from Kuro Mitoriku, friend of the show there. Why did you say those lies about Keith Lee?
Keith Lee's a sweet, sweet boy. I would never do such a thing.
I know. He told you to read a book.
He told me to read a fucking book.
Yeah.
I'm like, Keith, I read plenty. One fish, two fish, three fish, four fish.
Cat in a hat. The horny who?
Horny who?
Horny Harry? Horny Harry, here's a who? Yeah. Horny Harry, here's a ho. Horny Harry. Let's write that book.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is from Wrestle Radio Australia. How is it WWE's fault if people jump to the wide conclusion instead of just letting it play out?
Well, it is. It has to be. It has to be him. And that's a great question. And that's the problem with wrestling. A lot of times we as fans get an idea in our head and that's what we want to see. And sometimes it causes like a mass psychosis. Where everybody has that idea.
Yes.
And everybody starts speculating this insane thing that can't happen.
Right.
I think in the Bray situation, I think it's very possible to happen. I think it is going to happen. However.
You think this is mass hysteria?
We have
Are
done
you talking
this.
About mass hysteria?
We have done this before.
Yeah.
We have gone through this.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, what was the last time? This is a great question. People thought something was happening and it left them totally lacklustered.
I think Rumbles.
But I'm saying, like, set expectation at 100%. This is what they're doing, and they don't do it. And people are left disappointed.
Daniel Bryan winning the Rumble.
Daniel Bryan winning the Rumble is one, because everybody got in their head that he's going to win it.
That's one.
Okay.
The Funkasaurus not showing up as the Funkasaurus.
Oh, that's a great one.
This is a good one, because everybody expected him to be, like, this monster heel, and he came out as a dancing dinosaur.
He did come out as a dancing dinosaur. Yeah, that's a great one, actually.
What else we got there? There's got to be a couple.
There's a ton. You know what? The Higher Power. Great example.
Great
right?
example, yeah.
I left Lupakis Karate early. You were there.
Yeah, yeah.
I left early. I got my mother to pick me up.
I got to go.
8:40, my dad picked me up.
Yeah.
Because I had to get home because I needed to see who the Higher Power was. I thought it was Ted DiBiase. I thought it was Jake Roberts.
Imagine if it was Macho Man.
I remember reading it was Cyrus.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was later on or not.
Later speculating on.
Cyrus.
Christopher Daniels was up there.
I think Macho was another one people were like on the like the WrestleZone forums.
The Higher Power. I still don't know what a baby is.
And it was Vince.
Yeah.
Still don't know what a baby is. What's a baby?
So silly. That's a good one. I think in recent memory, I feel like WWE's been loaded with like CM Punk chants. Like tons. That's never happened. Yeah. You know, that guy's not come. Didn't come out for 7 years and he showed up on AEW and. Do you think the CM Punk chants are going to go back to WWE?
No, I don't know. I don't
for the Rumble.
man, can you imagine? I don't think so. I think people have smartened up a little bit on that.
We got a $4.99 here from Cadillac Carson. What's up, dude? Are they doing the AEW Diamond Ring Battle Royale again? If so, does MJF win again?
Oh, when is that? Is that on the anniversary? When would they do that? I think they may have dropped that. I hate the ring.
I'm not a fan of the ring.
Yeah, me either.
It drives me crazy that he wears the ring on his pinky.
Because it's not a pinky ring.
Right. Bachelor 3000, hashtag AskGeek. MG, get ready.
Oh.
Who is your all-time favorite monster heel? Look at this. MG Geek getting some love.
Dink.
No, I would say the first one that terrified the hell out of me when I was a kid was Stan Hansen.
Oh, that's a great one.
Promos. Yeah.
He had one of those promos with the chew coming out of his mouth, and he was overmodulated. And I was terrified.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're a Michigan dude.
Old ass.
Yeah.
You're a Michigan guy. You're not going with the Sheik?
He's the orc from Orc.
No. The one that I love, my favorite, though, of all time, because he's so menacing, was Jake the Snake.
Yeah, Jake Roberts. Jake Roberts is my first, terrified.
Wouldn't consider him a monster heel, though. I'm saying, I think he means a Sid.
Like an Abdullah?
You know, yeah, an Abdullah, like a Sid, or like a Vader, like a monster
Vader.
Heel.
Vader's a good one.
Yeah.
Why do they all do this?
I'm big monster.
I'm getting bigger.
Giant Gonzalez, that's a monster heel.
Giant Gonzalez was a monster.
Let's see here.
The missing link, some people said.
Ooh.
I don't know. Who was yours?
When I was a kid, Giant. Andre the Giant. I used to be terrified of heel Andre the Giant. When he ripped the cross off of Hogan. Was like, brother, no.
You know what was even better than when he ripped the cross off of Hogan? And Hogan's like holding the cross. When Undertaker did it.
Oh, yeah.
And his hand burned.
Yeah.
Remember? He ripped Hogan's cross and he threw it down like this. You're like, oh, my God. That actually was fantastic.
Yeah.
Funeral Parlor on Superstars 1991. I think it was November 91.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out and Flair's doing a face-to-face. He goes, you know how long I wanted to do this, big man? And he did the big man line. I was like, oh, that's so good.
It's big man.
Big man.
Big man.
Big man. Oh, hoo-ah. Hoo-ah.
Just dive right into a Pacino.
Hoo-ah.
Big man.
Great ass. There you go. I hate that great ass line. You know why? Because Coco says it all the time. And anything he does, I'm so turned off to.
Are you done with Coco?
Peeing.
Did you fire him?
Eating. Drinking. Turned off to everything.
You do have that camera in his bathroom.
I do. It's unfortunate. I got to see it.
Let's see. This is from Orion. Great avatar.
Girls don't like me. Boys don't like me. Nobody likes me.
He should just start writing My Chemical Romance songs. Do you know if WWE will have new stage sets for the season premiere of Raw and SmackDown?
I don't know if they're getting new stages. I do know that they're rebranding some of the imaging, right?
Yeah.
So are we getting graphical changes? Sure, but I don't think we're going to get major set designs. Everything is LEDs now. So
yeah.
Even if you do get a set design change, I don't think it's much because it just screens.
I miss those backlash claws, man.
Hold on, do you want to see me do one?
Yeah, please.
Hold on, ready?
Yeah.
What set am I?
Backlash.
There you go.
Bachelor 3000 with the follow-up. Great answer. His all-time fave monster heel is Yoko. Great answer, too. Forgot about
Yoko. Yoko was a great monster heel.
Andrew is Backlash. Can we turn that into a GIF, Jonathan? Just you got the dab going, the shitty dab.
Hold on. Turn it into a GIF. But you got to take off the super chat.
Can you dab at the end? Can you sit down and dab at the end of it?
How long does it take to take this thing off?
I think MGG stopped paying attention. He's playing Monster Reaper.
You ready? Here you go. Ready?
There you go. Look at that.
Kestrel GTX presents Backlash.
Can I give you...
The Uggs boot of the week. Who's talking right now?
Can I give you some underrated mid-2000s monsters?
Yeah, give me some. Yeah, because you're younger, so that's what you grew up on.
Yeah, so here's my top four.
All right.
So... Undertaker scared the bejesus out of me.
Okay.
All right. When he came back as the Dead Man, I had to turn at whatever WrestleMania that was.
Okay.
20.
I had to turn that off.
I was there.
Black box. Umaga terrified me.
Umaga was a good monster heel. Yes.
And then Snitsky and Heidenreich also terrified me.
Heidenreich terrified me.
Both gross dudes. Heidenreich was frightening.
Gross. Yuck. Very good, Jonathan. Thank you for that
contribution. Great Jonathan.
The great Jonathan, everybody.
Is he one of your orcs also?
Jonathan is one. No, yeah.
Or is he one of your Uruk-hai?
Yeah. He's one of my... he's a mercenary.
Okay. Let's see. This is from Shrikanth. In 3 years of AEW, who, according to you guys, has the best and also underwhelming AEW world title run?
I don't think people are going to like my answer.
Ooh, what's your answer?
Hangman Page. Underwhelming.
He had the best and worst?
No. He had an underwhelming one. I think Mox has had the best.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, look at the list. You got Jericho. Jericho was the inaugural champion, so he wasn't underwhelming at all. Yeah. And there was a purpose to it. Moxley, definitely fantastic. Kenny was good, right? Yeah. I know some people that were underwhelmed by that Kenny Omega run. And it's only because he changed his character and he became more like a Flair type or like a Bockwinkle type.
Yeah.
He was doing like a Bockwinkle thing. So I think people got taken out that he's wearing a suit and loafers and not this like mercenary wrestler.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the Kenny stuff. It was okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Punk's has to be the worst, but does that even count?
Unfortunate, right?
You don't count it.
I think there's an asterisk next to that, and there's a slight asterisk next to the Adam Page run. Because, like, from a fan's perspective, I was in the middle of that Page run. I'm like, why is nothing really happening with this? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
You know?
They use him as a transition, which was the worst thing to do.
Yeah. I still think, fanboy shit, I still think he should have been the first one, well, second one, technically, to kick out of the One-Winged Angel, and that's how it happened, you know, and then you put that like prestige on him.
Yeah,
you know, well, but whatever. This is a good question, and I kind of want to answer. I lost it, sort of.
Great question, this one too.
Yeah, that was a great question.
And we got like 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going. This is from Domestic Butler. I have a good answer for this. If they brought back King of the Ring, how would you book it? I wouldn't do a bracket, but I'll tell you who my winner would be.
Okay.
My winner would be Finn Balor, right?
Your win is Balor, okay.
Right? Monday Night on Raw comes out with...
The crown?
Comes out with the Titantron saying Prince. Then you see a red X go through it, and it just says King.
King, okay.
And that's it. And King Balor. King. He goes from Prince to King.
Okay.
That's my ending.
Someone will hear this, and someone will say, wow, that's a really cool idea. And they will forget about it and never do it.
And then somebody on the internet will say Finn Rich Balor is going to win.
Mad Men Podcast.
Yeah. Let's see here. View Q. This is from MD JCS Smith. Are they bringing the F back?
No. The F will never come back.
That F is gone.
That F is gone. They kicked that F out.
This is a good one from Balor Club guy, who I'm going to see at Comic-Con.
Oh, you are? Nice.
Yeah, but I'm going to bum rush him. He's not going to know.
Can you pick him up and like give him like a big bear hug and like make him uncomfortable?
He seems like a skinny guy.
I think I can
pick him up.
Yeah. Put him on your shoulders, dude.
Happy Friday, my Matt men. With the White Rabbit stuff, I agree with Andrew. It has to be Wyatt. Also, I think he comes back as the Mad Hatter instead. What happened here? I lost the question.
Fiend because of the Alice in Wonderland connection, how would you guys book Bray returning? Who does he feud with?
I'm doing the questions.
What is he doing? He turned it off?
Sorry, I just had to yell at
MG. All right, it's okay. How would you book him?
I think the Mad Hatter thing is cool. I think it would be an all-around Alice in Wonderland thing where 1 week he's the Mad Hatter, 1 week he's the Cheshire Cat. Alexa Bliss is Alice for sure, except you can call her Alexis in Wonderland, you know, instead of...
I don't think they're going to take it that far. I think he's going to come out. I think they got to get rid of that mask. I can't imagine it was super comfortable.
Nah.
And have him just be a wacky dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
$10 from Ryan Martins. With Triple H bringing back Candice LeRae, what other surprises do you think he's planned in terms of talent?
I don't know who's left. We've seen him bring back a lot of people.
Exactly. Who?
Johnny Gargano's back. Candice LeRae's back. Karrion Kross, Scarlett, Bray now potentially returning.
Do you see that? Loomis, do you think that Andrade cryptic tweet could lead to something or not?
I think everybody's now working.
Yeah. Working Twitter?
They're all working. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who do you want to see back?
Enzo.
Yeah. Who do you want to see back? That's not Enzo.
Who's left?
Well, you mentioned Anderson.
Anderson and Gallows. Yeah, Anderson and Gallows could do something for sure. I think they would be a great addition to it. You know, you could do something where, I mean, you want to feud for the bloodline. You could do something with him and AJ and do something there, you know?
Classic Elias.
Yeah, Classic Elias is cool. I'd like to see him back.
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole won't be coming back.
Ever, right?
I don't. Maybe not for a while. He has a contract.
Let's move on here. Aaron Banks. Any news on Tyler Breeze coming back? He's scheduled to be on the bump this week.
Maybe. I guess so. Like, he's a good hand. Fandango, you could bring him back to do something in NXT.
Here's a good one. I actually wanted to mention this in terms of the White Rabbit. And this is a $1.99 from Ryan Martins. Nick Aldis. How do you feel about that? Nick Aldis is the White Rabbit. Or Nick Aldis shows up in WWE. Aaron Stevens?
I think Nick Aldis is a great addition.
Yeah.
I think Nick Aldis is going to be great.
Great worker. You want to do one more and then hit the road?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see here. I'm going to make it a good one. See, I'm going to view this queue. This is from Jonathan Risk. Hey, Andrew, are we going to Raw?
Where is Raw? At the Garden?
I think it's in Brooklyn.
Nah.
Yeah. Here's a good question. This is a good question. Smells Like Wrestling asks, ever consider raffling off a one-time guest co-host spot for an episode and donating the money to charity?
That's cool.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I'd rather have them in studio, but you want to do it, you know.
Too many people in and out of this place.
That's tough. I'd love to do that. I would personally love to do that. We can donate it to
maybe
something.
Maybe a year-end episode?
How much are they donating? Like, how much are you willing to pay?
We can do a raffle. Charity? You know, like $10 for a ticket. And then whatever we raise.
And then a raffle. Got
and then we do a digital raffle. We'll have MG do a digital raffle live from a show.
All right.
And then whoever wins, we'll bring them on. The only tough thing about that is, you know, not to say that we might get a dud as a co-host, but.
What if the guy's a total freaking wacko?
Yeah, exactly. If there's like some kind of whack job who's like, yeah, I'm going to be on your podcast, guys. Listen, you know, my nipples love wrestling. There's some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's the problem you run into.
That is a big problem.
But that is a great idea. That is a great idea.
Maybe we could do something.
Yeah, I think we can definitely do something like that for like a
MG, put that in the notes of things that we need to do.
Yeah. All right. This is from Eric. Tony Khan and AEW fans like to complain about, hey, how AEW steals their stories and idea, but why do they turn the poker chip into the Money in the Bank briefcase? All right, the other way
around. I don't know. I guess that's that thing. But everybody has that stupid briefcase now. New Japan has that briefcase.
Yeah.
Impact has the briefcase, right? Didn't they have that?
Well, they always had the X Division. Well, was that the original briefcase, the X Division title? You can cash
Impact
it in
had
for
Easter Fired.
The Feast or Fire. Oh, okay. Yeah, they did that stupid thing. New Japan does it. I don't know if MLW's done it, but it's become like a wrestling trope now. To do a stupid briefcase. I'm not a fan of the briefcase, to be honest. Wasn't it a contract first? The first Money in the Bank? It was like a contract hanging?
I think it was a briefcase.
Was it always a briefcase?
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Let's do one more good question, guys, and then we got to get out of here. Yeah. Cadillac Carson says the guy who made the false report could win the raffle. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That'd be great.
Don't ask Andrew if he's gone to Brooklyn. He hates going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't like going to Brooklyn.
Which is very interesting.
Too far.
You'd love.
Too far.
It's really not. Yeah, when you, well, you know what? From you can hop right on the Cross Island.
I don't want to sit on the Belt Parkway. What am I, crazy?
This is from Orion. Do you want to see Alexa back with Bray?
I don't. I want Bray to be a solo act, but they did do that lighting thing when she was doing it, you know, when she was having a match. So maybe there is some sort of tie-in.
Listen, I think it's bound to happen.
She has that doll again.
She got to get rid of the doll.
She got to get rid of that
doll.
Does
the doll sell? Do you know if the doll does good numbers?
I don't know anything I know that the doll sold like crazy initially when she was doing that gimmick. I don't know anything like modern. I don't even know if they're selling it.
Okay. Fair enough. You think we're done?
Yes. Go ahead.
Speaking of merch, did you see the White Rabbit now has merch?
No.
Yes, I did see.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're going to capitalize on that for sure. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Love each and every one of you. And I'm going to say something. Bye-bye for now. Goodbye.
Later, guys.